At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Happy International Women's Day.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you, ladies, internationally. From my house until the farthest border the world has to offer. Thank you.
If you're listening to this and you are a resident of our country and you're a woman, this day does not apply to you. This is only for international women, women abroad. And I don't mean broad as in the derogatory term for woman. I mean overseas in another country. Maybe it's not overseas. Maybe it is in a country that borders land with our country, but you are of another nation. International Women's Only Day. That's what this says.
Locked in. And it's your day. It's your day. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's not our day. It's not their day. It's your day. Do what you got to do on your day. Live your day up.
Are you a woman in France? Are you a woman in Germany? Are you a woman in Mexico or Spain or Canada? Then this is your day, international ladies. Drinks are half off. Declaring it right now.
There it is, bro. Drinks are half off. And you got to respect it, a good half off. I mean, you got to, there's just nothing better than half off cocktails, except for little $2 cocktails or whatever.
Yeah. I mean, are all the bars honoring this today? Is it International Ladies Night?
Well, it was yesterday. So I guess we could find out in the comments.
Yeah, yeah, because this is we're recording in the historical past right now. Yeah. So yesterday was International Women's Day. I hope that every bar had International Ladies Night and gave some kind of discount drink prices for all the ladies from other countries.
Man, I'll tell you, what a racket it is how different the cost of alcohol is all over the country and where you go. It's such, I mean, the racket itself is so wild.
So wild, dude. You go to New York.
I've drank in 49 states.
Phew.
Never drank in Alaska.
Phew.
Gotten lit, though, in the other 49. Pretty much every one of them.
Alcohol is free in Alaska, so you don't even have to pay for it. If you're just willing to live there, then the alcohol is on us.
I think there's actually bars up there where the tranquilizer guns are just like shots of whiskey, and you just take like, but they're concentrated. It's like taking five at once.
Yes.
And then they just shoot you from across the bar. Poof. And you take a shot, like a trank shot, but it's J-Mo.
And they send it straight to your liver, too. They shoot you. They have a sniper target your liver and just shoots the alcohol, the shot of alcohol, straight into the liver. You're welcome.
Oh, yeah, take it. Then you just wake up lit and you're ready to go.
Yes. Yes. Oh, I'm so happy for all the international women. I wish that we had time to form our own party. We did not. Maybe next year we let this creep up on us too fast. We're sorry, international ladies. Otherwise, next year you can count on 2022 Guns Blazing Podcast International Ladies Night.
2022 is a nice ring to it. Mm-hmm. Now, I do want to go over our list of things that we need to do. So far, you know, obviously we're with the ACL now. We're doing all their events. We're going to have our own courts coming up. Okay, that's set in stone. Let's talk about our list of shit that we want to knock out for the YouTubes. By the way, can you guys go subscribe? We'll wait right here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Go subscribe to Guns Blazing Podcast YouTube. Okay. We're going to do commentary at least on axe throwing, right?
Yes.
We want to do some sort of tree, like the way they race up the trees and chop them down. And then they have like a big fat log, and then you got a fucking, you and your homie on the other side, you got to saw it off the log. You know what I mean?
Like a lumberjack competition.
That's it.
Kind of
the lumberjack combo. That's what, why couldn't I remember the word lumberjack, dude?
I don't know if that's what it's called, but they're all lumberjack skills. So I'm going to call it that.
Obviously this one's farther down the road, but squirrel suit skydiving. That's got to go down.
Ooh, time. I'll do squirrel suit land tree climbing.
What's that?
You be the flying squirrel, I'll be the land squirrel.
No.
I'll put on a squirrel suit and I'll just go up and eat some nuts while I sit on a tree branch.
No. That's not how it works, Todd. We're going to go to sky. Once we blow up, explode, and then we have sponsorships, we're going to go fly to France or whatever and go to their squirrel suit school.
You want your friend who's the most scared of heights to jump out of a plane in a winged suit and expect that he's not going to panic or freeze up and curl up into a fetal position and just become the fastest moving human cannonball in the history of jumping out of airplanes.
First of all, I'll be there, so I'll be able to like catch you and shit if shit goes wrong, number one. But number two, you've been in shootouts, bro, like a TV-style shootout where you're running around the car with the dude shooting at each other. Once you do that, the rest is fucking yellow cake.
Bro. That was on the ground, Sean. That so wasn't...
What?
That
you're
wasn't
in a shootout, bro.
On a top of some high tower.
All you got to fucking do is put your arms out and then put your legs out, dude. Do just pause in jumping jack formation, Todd. Whoa. And next thing you know, you're flying through the cliffs and shit.
I'm going to fuck it up.
And then we pull the lever. We float. They're going to teach us in the French fucking Alps.
Jesus.
Squirrel suit school, dude. University.
Can we just do it in the tank, the simulation skydiving thing? Where it blows you up from the bottom and you just float and then practice diving and shit. If we can do that first and train up and I feel confident in my skills, then, oh, God, I'm going to have a heart attack and die. Anyway, so it doesn't matter.
I'm putting the notes.
Can we just schedule Todd a heart attack and he dies?
But Todd is not, that's not how Todd gets down. So you're not fucking, dude, listen, no one's buying that, dude. No one. Okay, so we got next up. We're going to mow a pro field lawn.
Nice.
And we're going to like do all the chalking.
Love it.
Then we got trampoline. Should we hit some trampoline basketball?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Okay. Why not? Trampoline basketball. We got the figure eight racing, which we'll just do commentary on.
Okay.
We're just going to be there.
Yeah, because they won't let us do. We already checked into it. We have to have 30 grand to put forward to. Yeah, we can't do that.
Yeah, you get a car and all that. And I don't have the nutsack to race in the figure eight race.
Bro. We're going to cause a crash. It's going to be bad.
Those dudes, they don't want us trying to get in there and fuck their shit up. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They got too much money on the line for me to just try to fuck around for a YouTube video.
Now, I will do if both of us get into the cage ball and get on motorbikes, get on dirt bikes and race in circles.
Oh.
Perfectly synchronized with each other. Yes. I'll do that.
Cage moto bikes. All right. Cage motorcycles. I like that one. A la Ryan Gosling in out in the ferns or whatever it's called. Something in the ferns or out in the pines.
Yeah.
Out in the pines.
Out in the pines. Something pines.
In the pines or whatever the fuck. Okay. I mean, that's a good list right now, dude. Going.
It is a good list. If chopper you guys stuff. Think oh, of other.
Play. Chopper play, bro.
Oh, can we jump out of a chopper into a body of water? Like I described, like how we did with scuba diving. Oh, we should do scuba diving.
Oh, yeah.
Scuba You've never diving. Scuba dove.
No,
you
I
need
have
to
not.
Scuba dive.
Scuba diving. Have snorkeled with the best of them, though.
Nice. I like a good snorkel.
Honestly, I snorkeled some shit that looked like a magazine cover or like a National Geographic video in Guam.
Nice.
Me and my homie Edwin San Juan brought me to open form in Guam.
I did it in Cancun one time, and it was great water because you immediately from the surface could see the bottom.
Yeah.
And it was deep. Like I couldn't reach the bottom. And we were down there, and that was my honeymoon for my second marriage. Mm-hmm. And she did not want to get in the water, right? She was deathly afraid, like there's going to be sharks and shit. I'm like, there's no sharks here. Just shut up. Get in the water. So we get in there, and we're going along. And I was pretty still, I think, a scuba diver then. So I'm like, this is fucking a cakewalk, right? So I'm helping guide her. And then we're under for a second, and we get the stop now sign from the guide. And then freeze, don't move, whatever that was, I forget. But we froze. And then he gave a signal like fish. And I was like, okay. And then a school of barracuda, bro, right in front of us with those fucking needle-ass teeth. We just had to sit there and wait for them to pass by. And she was like scrambling toward the surface. And I'm like trying to keep her from panicking. I'm like, you're going to cause an attack. You're going to cause an attack. But she gets to the surface and she's like, fuck you. Fuck him. Fuck everybody. Get me out of this fucking water. So I had to help her in the boat. And she would not go back in the water the rest of the trip. We're out there for like 4 hours. She just sat there and drank Coronas.
That's beautiful, dude. Dude, one time I went on a fucking whitewater rafting thing, right?
Nice.
And it was a big one, dude. I forgot where the fuck it was. It was somewhere in, I don't know, Costa Rica or some shit. Anyways, bro, it's a wild one. Okay, we come around turn two. It's whatever they classify me as, it was like the second or the top or the second to top.
Yeah.
As far as like maniac level of rapids.
You got white foam and shit popping off.
Yeah. Okay, so like turn two, we come around. It's wild, dude. Okay. And we get locked up on a rock and everybody's being a bitch. So I'm out there on the rock, just like yanking this thing, dude. I'm trying to get it unstuck and it's fucking, there's a lot of some huge waves hitting and it's a strong current, dude. So I get it undone. Poof. As I'm trying to get back in the boat, I slip off the rock and I fall into the water. This like, and all of a sudden, you know, I got the life coat on. I got my, you know, my water sandals and shit, my go-tos, you know, all terrain vehicle sandals.
Sure.
And why then wouldn't you? I start hitting my ass, nailing my ass bone on these rocks. So then you go right into that little class they tell you, right? You got to grab your raft, sit and just float, like put your feet up kind of. And then you almost die. And then you get to the end and you're done. Well, some other person fell out too. This woman, her and her husband were on the trip.
Yeah.
And then when we got to the bottom, she was like, fuck this, I'm out. So we almost had to get back. There was either these people walk back 2 hours to the camp to go get the car to get us and we wait, or you just float back down, right?
Yeah.
So they end up talking to her, just fucking sit in the middle. You don't even have to sit on the edge, right? Like I was getting into it. It was reminding me of stand up. Like when we started getting going and battling this shit, like I was like, the more we got into it, the more I got into it. It's like that rush you get from stand up.
Mm-hmm.
So by the end, I was in the front and I'm just like, give me, I got the oar on banging, right? But the entire time, this person is sitting in the middle. She don't have to do nothing now. She just sits in the middle while everybody sits on the edge of the boat and fucking white water rafts it, right? Well, it does what the guy tells us to do.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, have no idea what happened to these shits, but there was, when the pictures came back, it was her in every picture. So they told us that there was going to be a photographer in a fucking raft ahead of us.
Right.
Taking, and he would pull over to take photos of us and shit, action photos.
Mm.
So she was just clocking this dude the whole trip, a whole 4 hours or 3 hours.
Wow.
And so every photo in the album is this fucking, all of us like going to war with whitewater rafting. Mm. And then this fucking chick like this, like sitting in the middle of everybody. Like she would always find the dude and she was just posing in the middle the whole fucking time. And this shit was wild. Like it was, I've done it twice. I did it also in Sacramento or some shit.
Yeah.
But that shit's a rush.
That's a rush. I've never done that.
We'll do that then. Whitewater rafting.
Yes. And I want you to write something else down for me.
Hit it.
Write down the chute in like C-H-U-T-E, the chute in South Bend, Indiana. So what this is, I went to Fast Water Rescue School there in South Bend. They have this area that's man-made low head dams. And then they have a chute, which is a rapids, like what you're talking about, but it's all man-made, right? And you train to save people in fast water rescue situations. So while I was on that team, you would practice driving your boat up close to the boil of the Lowhead Dam, like someone's boat overturned or something, got sucked down over it. You know, you learn how to drive your boat up there and get real close and throw a line to them and pull them into your boat and shit like that, right? Mm-hmm. Also, they have the chute. The chute has these fake rock formations and shit in it, and they can control the speed of the rapids. Well, you put on like basically a wetsuit and you go down. It's almost, if you get caught in the rapids and you get knocked out of your boat or whatever, and you learn how to just ride down like bare-assed down and navigate, like how to turn yourself, what to look for. And I'd have to go through the class again. But you look for like where the water's breaking, like there's a V, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, there's a rock under the surface there. I've got to steer left. and you go all the way down it like that. And then you do these things where you're going down it and I'm on the shore and I got a throw bag with a 100-foot line and I got to throw it and lead you. Like, that's the key. I got to lead you enough to where it lands in front of you. So as you're coasting down, you can stick out your arm and grab it. It's a blast, dude. Like, we have to see if we can get permission to go down that. It would be awesome. You would love it. Is this it?
That looks like that would be it, Jared.
This is the East Race.
It says it's in South Bend. This is the closest thing I could find to what you're talking about.
Okay. I think that's it.
Looks like.
Yeah, because it's right in the middle of the city. And it's awesome, dude. I mean, you will have a blast, Sean.
Like, that looks great.
You just shoot down that thing just in your wetsuit and just go. You're rocking. I mean, you're moving fast like a torpedo in the water. Which torpedoes are designed for water. So that now
I understand torpedoes are they're designed for water.
They're from launching from submarines to take out ships. So yeah, you're basically a human torpedo.
After this morning's conversation on the Patreon coffee sesh, which, you know, if you're into our podcast, join up, man. Look, you can be on our Patreon for $5 a month. Throw a little support to the homies and hang out with us on Monday mornings. We do a live video stream with everybody. Just hang out and talk shit for mostly an hour every time. Like, pretty much 95% of the time it's for an hour.
You know what else is like a human torpedo?
What's that, Todd?
My penis when it gets erect.
Dude, it is a torpedo. Like, it even beeps and hones in.
Yes. Yeah, it does. And, you know, sometimes I want a little help with making sure that it's like a little human torpedo.
Uh-huh.
Then I go to my crew at Blue Chew.
That, obviously, that's what you're going to do, Todd.
Yeah. It's a unique online service that delivers the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form and at a fraction of the cost, Sean.
Yeah. Now, Todd, from what I understand, these Blue Chew's tablets combat all forms of ED and can help men gain extra confidence for when it's time to perform, Todd. This is a showtime situation we have unfolding on this podcast.
Yes. And it's an online prescription service. Sure. So with that comes no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations in the lobby or a waiting room or standing in line at the pharmacy behind somebody who can't count change or can't get their debit card to work while you stand there knowing that you're embarrassed by what you're about to put in front of the scanner. And it ships right to your door in a discreet package, so no one is the wiser.
You know what? I mean, Todd, people have to understand. With this, the process is simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. And guess what, Todd? Guess what the best part is?
What's that?
It's all done online. That's it.
Thank you. All online. Only you and your computer. No. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. You don't like swallowing pills? No problems here. Mm-hmm. Blue Chew's Sildenafil and Tadalafil tablets are chewable. Just crunch them up. You know what? They taste good too.
It tastes delicious. And guess what? These tablets are made right here in the USA, and they prepare and shipped direct, so it's cheaper than a pharmacy. Okay.
I mean, I love it. I just love it. So if you could benefit from a little extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com, BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. Now, right now people are like, okay, this sounds awesome, but now what is the deal? So what is the deal, Sean?
Here's what we got. We've got a special deal for our listeners, Todd, all right? It's called Try Blue Chew Free when you use our promo code GUNSBLAZIN. That's GUNSBLAZIN at checkout. That's it. GUNSBLAZIN at checkout. All you have to do is pay $5 for shipping.
I got $5 right now in my front pocket. Yeah,
right there. Look at that thing. Right there, your little pocket up top, the fifth pocket, Todd.
Yep, that little fifth pocket that's there for little hideaway cash or whatever else you might want to put in there.
Yeah, exactly. And right now, that's BlueChew.com, promo code GUNSBLAZIN, to receive your first month free. Listen, why hit one home run? Why not hit three, friends? Every night's the World Series in your life. Okay. So head over to bluechew.com, promo code GUNSBLAZING, receive your first month free.
Thank you, Blue Chew, for sponsoring our podcast, because again, this is another product that, you know, we really can get behind. You're making lives better, and specifically you're making lives better in the bedroom. And for that, we sincerely thank you, Blue Chew.
I'll tell you what, anybody that wants to make sure just to have my back when it comes down, when it comes time to hit the sack, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You want to have... Why not? Listen, people drink Gatorade. You know what I mean?
Right. When you're playing a game, you got a game that day, it's hot out, whatever.
Yeah.
You don't ever replace those electrolytes. That's what we call a little bit of an enhancer.
As far as I'm concerned, that's Blue Chew's just in my corner in life.
Like, you know what?
Man.
It is.
Help you, help yourself, help your lady, help everybody, helps all.
It's there in your corner. It's taking a bag of ice and rubbing it on the back of your neck to make sure that you're awake, ready to go for that next round. That's all it's doing, you know?
Exactly. Tell you what, that's just how it works. And I'll tell you what, we were actually this morning on the Patreon coffee sesh, old Flashbang McComas came up.
Ah, yes. So listen, we were talking about flashbangs. Will you write that down, Sean? We need to flashbang you.
Flashbang me.
Everyone right now needs to know that you really just, you haven't lived until you've been flashbanged. Like, to experience the concussion that occurs when it lands and goes off in the same room that you're in.
Yeah.
Let alone between your legs. You need to feel what that's like, because you see it happen all the time in movies and TV shows where cops, you know, they throw it in through a window and then they enter the house. Like, clear. Listen, it fucks you up. You don't know where you're at for a good, I don't know, 10 seconds. You're not necessarily in control of the muscles in your body. You're just kind of cramp up into a ball, and you're like, what in the fuck is going on? You can't think, you can't really focus, and you're at a disadvantage. Mm-hmm. And it's something everybody needs to experience. Now, when it happened to me, I was in the middle of a drug deal.
Okay.
So I'm buying some cocaine. Yeah.
You're undercover.
I'm undercover. I'm in a little park. So there's a little park, and basically this part of the park, you go off the main road and you go down a little gravel lane, and there's a pull off area there. So let's say maybe you drive in pulling a little fishing boat and the river runs right there. So you can park, untrailer your little fishing boat or your kayak or your canoe, and you can enter the river from right there and either go on a little trip or do some fishing, whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
So there's one way in, one way out, and it's a steep hill. So you got to take this little gravel lane down to it. Mm-hmm. So I purposely set up the deal there because I'm like, it's controlled access. There's one way in, one way out. And when I give the bus signal, which is, if I recall, it was to say, okay, let me put this in my trunk and I'll get the money. When they were to hear me say that, they were to come, a SWAT team was to come in, haul an ass in their SWAT van, come down that one way in, one way out lane, and jump out and take these guys into custody. So I give that bus sign, and nothing. So I put it, the cocaine, in my trunk, close it. And I'm like, they're not here yet.
Abracadabra.
And guess what, Sean?
What?
I don't really have the money, because what happened, we got into this deal because I had busted a guy earlier on a buy bust for a smaller amount. And he said, I can get you a bigger amount if I'm not in big trouble, and I'll bring that guy to you. So I really didn't have the money for how much cocaine I was buying. So I'm like, listen, now the guy I'm buying from this time does not speak any English. He only speaks the Espanol.
Okay.
And the guy that ratted him out speaks both. He's bilingual. So I'm like, tell him I don't have all the money. I only have like a third of the money, but I can call my dude, and he's right down the street. He'll run the rest of the money. to me. Well, now this guy's getting hinked up. Like, oh, am I getting set up for a robbery? You know, this isn't right. But all I know is I'm trying to buy time because the SWAT team is not there yet. And they're we're supposed to be there a long time ago. So he's like, no. He's like, he's basically telling him, get the cocaine. And I'm like, no, let me call my friend. And the whole time I'm like dialing my bud, the other detective's number, like, where in the fuck is the SWAT guy? And I'm like, hey, I need the money now. This guy's getting all hinked up. He's going to take off. I need the money. And he's like, dude, we're on the way. The van wouldn't start. But they got it. We're on the way. Stalling. And I'm like, okay. And I'm like, hey, he's on the way. I got the money. And he's like, no. Grab the cocaine.
Wait. He wanted you to grab.
He was telling his guy. He was telling the other guy in Spanish. Because he kept telling me. He's like, he's telling me to grab the cocaine. So he wanted the cocaine and he was going to haul balls. Well, here come the SWAT team van finally. It comes screeching like sideways down that gravel, one way in, one way out lane, down to the little inlet. And they come screaming in. They come to a screeching halt. They skid because they're on gravel. And while they're skidding, the van door slides open. One guy, they all start the bell, and the first guy trips and falls because the van's still moving. And then several guys after him fall because of the momentum. They're being sucked out the door, and they keep falling over the guy in front of them. So like three or four SWAT team guys just rolling. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I hear the driver, this guy I just bought the big amount of cocaine from, go, policia. And he puts it in gear and he's about to step on the gas and take off. And I'm like, he's going to ram them like out of panic. So I pull my gun that I had hidden in my waistband and I pull it out and I point it at him. And I'm like, alto, telling him to stop. Like, mano arriba, policia. And, to put your hands up on the police. And he looks at me. And then next thing I hear, looking back, I can remember hearing this little tink, 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 this little light metal sound, which was the pin of a flashbang. And then, boom, a flashbang goes off right between my legs on the ground. And I have a guy videoing from the bushes, right? He was hidden in a ghillie suit with a camera. So the whole thing was on film. And we watch it afterward. You just see me just kind of sucked down, like to a crouched position. And thankfully, I didn't have my finger on the trigger because of good training, because my whole body just cramped up and closed in. I would have squeezed the trigger just out of impulse. I wouldn't be able to help it. And I would have shot this dude. But I didn't. So I suck into a little ball. Now that explosion goes off right at his driver's door. So he's thinking, I've been shot. This guy's shooting at me. All he heard was explosion, and I see a gun pointed at my face. And then
this white light.
Yeah. So the boom. And so he's like, I'm dead. And this guy's shot. And so his truck is continually rolling until it comes to rest. Boom, bumper to bumper with the van, the SWAT van. And then SWAT guys run up and they're pulling him out. And I had sucked myself. I ran to my car because I'm like, what in the fuck just happened? Did I just get shot? Did I just shoot somebody? Like, I had no idea what had just happened. So I'm starting to come to my senses. I'm gathering myself and I'm just kind of looking around. And one of the SWAT team guys walks up to me and he goes, huh, he pissed his pants. And I looked down. I'm like, oh my God, I just pissed myself. And he was talking about the guy in the passenger side of the van, who was the guy who flipped at the very beginning. Of course, he pissed his pants. He thought I was firing shots through the window at close range.
They didn't throw that on purpose, or they did throw it on purpose?
They did. And afterward, I'm like, what in the fuck? I was like, did I get flashbanged? Because I saw the little core sitting over there. And they're like, yeah, of course. And I go, why did we throw a flashbang? And they're like, at the briefing, we talked all about this. Like, we were going to flashbang the truck and then we're going to run up. And I was like, that's before you guys started falling over each other. And I had to pull my gun out and stand at the window of the truck. Like, can we not change the plan at that point and not throw the flashbang?
That's wild, dude. You never hear about the shit that kind of goes wrong here and there.
I know.
That's what's beautiful. I love that story, dude. And homeboy just went into custody nice and calm.
Yeah. I think I have a friend who probably still has that video somewhere. Yeah. I need to reach out to him.
The flashbang clip would be classic. Put that on Patreon, dude.
Jason Brown of Shelbyville PD, if you're listening right now, Bill Elliott was the cameraman. I know he's no longer working there, but probably somebody knows something about where that VHS tape is. We need to get that converted to digital so we can put that on our YouTube channel. Yeah. So if you're listening, my brother, please, please, please try to find that video.
That would be, that's a fucking great one. No, because the only thing I know about flashbangs is from what war zone, you know?
So I know.
A flashbang, everything goes white. All you hear is that, you know, like that whistle, like loud pitch noise, and then you can't move. You're just like, argh!
Yeah. Because it's and the video game is simulating how your ears ring afterward.
Yeah.
Which really happens.
And then you're just like slow and you can't move. That's what everybody does to you. The good guys, they throw a flashbang in, pop three people, walk in and just mow down the whole squad.
Yes. It's very realistic in the video game. So you know they had some people that know what they were talking about consulting.
Yeah.
Like, you need to make it look like this and sound like this. Because you can't, you're not in control of your movement. So your brain's going like, turn and run, but your body's just like, what?
That's wild that it can, they have tech, that technology can do that to us.
I know, right? I
mean, that's a total stoner thing to say, but wow, I can't believe they can do that. But
yeah.
I mean, it is wild. They can just make your entire body just not move in slow-mo.
It's like a full body stun. You know, that lasts for about 10 seconds.
I gotta get stunned. I did.
I know.
When I was in the Sheriff's Department Academy, I did get not pepper spray, not OC sprayed in the face.
Oh, yeah. Didn't that suck?
Yeah, that one is rough. They spray you like 4 feet in front of your face, bro. And they'll say, don't blink, don't blink.
Fuck
and then
you.
If you fucking blink, bro, they just keep spraying you in the face until you get it in your eyes. And then you go into the shower and you just wash and let your, you sit there for 45 minutes and let the water just try to help you feel better.
But then,
they walk you over. First, your face goes to a bucket of water.
Right.
They hit you with, they videotape it and they hit you with the spray to the face, bucket of water, your head to the water after that, after you get fucking smashed, and then they walk you to the showers and you just sit there for however long you have to.
Yeah. But did you notice when you first got in the shower, you got a second wave because it's kind of releasing all the OC, the spray that's caught in your hair and shit.
Yeah. Hair and your forehead and your eyebrows. And
yes.
And it burned all over again. You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That was a wild one. We did shock shield too. But we only did it at like half the power.
Okay.
But they have a shield. So if something breaks out in a unit, like, you know, units are, can be an open day room unit can have 40 people casually hanging out in an area.
Right.
So they would have the shield, the shock shield. So if anything popped off, you know, a team of five people with the shock shield just rolls and walks it into them. Just fucking shocking them to the ground, bro.
So if you touch it, you're going down.
Yeah. You're going down. So you have to get it. Like, you have to get it on your arm. Like, they shoulder you, they put you down to the ground, but only at 50% though.
Yeah.
I can't imagine being one of those fucking goofballs trying to overthrow a jail and you got 5 or 10 of these things coming at you at full power.
Oh, geez.
Shock shield.
Do you think we can find one of those as well?
Let's write it in the notes.
I would be stunned with a shock shield. I'll do the shock shield since you've done it, and then you do the flashbang since I've done it.
Yeah.
This is going to be incredible.
Yeah, that was good stuff, dude. You know what, though? When you do that shit, you feel like you're all just even more of a, there's so much more of a camaraderie.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
A group of people that all do this wild shit together. You know, I did the academy twice there because not enough people. We did it for like 6 weeks, and then we reset it again. A bunch of us had to do it again because there wasn't enough people for that graduating class. So we just,
right.
In the
Let's
meantime,
do it again.
Yeah, we just sat in units in between academies. We just sat in like open doors for the other officers, you know?
Uh-huh.
You sit in a little control box and like A7, and then you just fucking open A7.
Nice.
You're fucking in charge of Sally Ports, Todd.
Nice. I love it.
Good old Sally Ports.
Sally Port's a good feeling when you finally get there, and like the, like if there's a little bit of chaos going on and then the Sally door shuts, you're like, whew, all right,
yeah,
let's go.
Nothing's gonna get out of that Sally the door. Yeah. That door shut, that's a wrap, bro.
Yeah.
You know, everybody wanted to be out of transport because you got to have a gun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But like, see, I never worked in corrections at all, but I always thought this is the scariest fucking thing in the world, because you got to know in your head, if shit really pops off, I'm just fucking had for it. Unless I can just manage to sprint fast enough and get to an area where they can drop a door down behind me, I am just fucked. I'm like way outnumbered, like 50-1. I am fucked.
Well, federally especially, because in county, that really will never happen, because they're in, like, the only people that could group up and fuck you up are the low of the low security, right? So those guys are in for some dumb shit like DUI or you know, small-time drug offense.
Okay.
So they would never risk a fucking 15-year sentence over something. Right. They might get 1 or 2 years for whatever bullshit they're doing.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, but that's county, you know. Mm-hmm. And again, that's just one county in a little small town of 100,000 people.
Right.
It's not Phoenix or L.A. or New York or whatever the fuck, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I can't speak on all counties. I just know that for the 100,000 person border town, that's how it worked out. But again, you know, you never know. Like, they still got the other units got to have, they just smaller numbers. Only 12 of them were in a day room, not 40, you know.
Gotcha. Okay.
The 40 dudes, their only thing, their big crime in there is trying to get the coffee, to hoping you walk it around too long and forget that the coffee's gone, and they try to run it again, you know, with the same grinds, the same grounds or whatever.
Nice.
Yeah, dude. So we got Wichita coming up.
Yes. Can't wait.
We got to actually post about that now. I think we'll let Trey know. But yeah, we got Wichita. We're going to do a show there at the Looney Bin Thursday night real quick.
On the 18th.
Yeah, of this month, 18th. And then we're going to do our second official weekend with the ACL and let it ride, bro. We got our own courts. We're going to have our own bags. I think unis, boards, carpets. So it's going to be fun. We're just going to just enjoy our life, play cornhole, and let the pros unwind in a less official format, if you will.
Yeah, let it eat. That's going to be the fun game. Come in, little side cash, little side action, and you're at our whim. Whatever we say goes, man.
That's it.
Just part of it.
And it's going to be great, dude. You know, we might make them throw bags from chairs. You know, who knows what we're going to do? Left hand or right hand, switch hands, you know, hook shots only or some shit like that. Just going to have fun, man, with the game of cornhole and some awesome people.
You know what I was thinking? I wonder if we can get some flex cuffs or at least wire ties and go ahead and make the figure eight out of them. And we'll bring clippers so we can clip them off of them. But wire tie their hands together in the front so they have to throw like from a handcuffed position.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, well, that would be kind of cool. That
the prison cornhole.
There you go. Yeah.
County cornhole.
Yeah. It's the prison round.
Yeah. We'll put some real fucking handcuffs on them.
Yeah.
But we're just going to have a good time. Got to make some, you know, we'll shoot a little chef episode and just live our best life. Just it, man. Just keep it rolling.
Just it, dude. I'm excited about it. It's coming up. Also, Sean and I both have dates in Lexington, Kentucky. If you want to check those out, those dates are also on gunsblazingpodcast.com, right on the front page. We put some videos up there too from the YouTube. Represent, and the ACL videos are done. So yeah. If you haven't checked those out, if you click those are actually YouTube links, of course, and it helps our YouTube if you're watching, but they're also great videos. So check it out.
Yeah, man. We were also talking about earlier today, we had a funny conversation about, like, you know, where entertainment can go. And we were talking about how, yeah, the demolition derbies are awesome. These other figure eight trailer races are amazing. But what about an armored car demolition derby, but it's also a paintball war?
Yes.
So it's like the movie Heat, but it's also teamed up like Team Deathmatch or some sort, or Warzone, of, you know, where you're actually also trying to clip everybody in the other cars as well with paintball guns.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we're talking about. That's the next level of action we want. Let's get 20 armored cars, bang it out. And then you could, you know, we got to blow off the doors. We got to fucking clip people, paintball up close. You know what I mean?
That'd be so sweet, dude. If we could stage a heat shootout with paintball. Like fucking just get a bunch of abandoned cars and shit and lay them out. And you got to, you know, you got to make it. One team's the police. One team's the Pacino team. Yeah. One team's the De Niro team. So one team's the robbers. One team's the cops. And you got to make it to a certain point without getting shot up. And if you're a cop, you got to keep from getting shot before they make it to where they need to go. That'd be sick.
That would. If we could get an 18-wheeler that's like going to the junkyard, and then we could get an armored car to roll up, and then the 18-wheeler bangs it over on its side.
Oh.
And then we blow off the back doors and go in with paint guns, dude.
Love it.
Who don't want to do that? Who don't want to watch that be done?
Everybody wants to watch that. Everybody wants to do that. What are we talking about? Damn.
Dude, I'm still tripping over your flashbang story. I know you're such a cool and like mellow dude. I always forget that several times over the last two decades, you were just like gun out. You and another dude just with guns at each. That's fucking maniac stuff.
I know. It's hard to like. It seems so long ago. Well, and it was. Some of it was a long time ago. But like, I was just like every, especially my last two or three years, turned my gun out three times a day. Literally, like just going in houses and grabbing up violent people on felony warrants. So your gun was always out. It was just a thing. And then I'm like, God, it seems so foreign to me now. You know, we're just fucking talking on microphones and fucking getting drunk and
smacking off. I mean,
calling cornhole matches. I mean, what the fuck?
That's a wild situation. It just, I mean, and you handle it so well because it's like you don't even, I don't know. It just seems like it, other people, I don't know. It's a wild little ride there mentally.
I don't go all hardo about it, you know what I mean? Because it's kind of a dumb thing when you think about it. Like, what? That was my job? What? You don't think about it when you're in it because you're just like, oh, that's just work today. But then afterward, you're like, wow, that was fucking weird.
I was running around a car in a shootout.
Right. Yeah. And literally, like, that's just your day at work, right? So it's no different than if, you know, you're behind a fucking griddle, you know, turning over pancakes.
Same shit. Exactly.
And moving sausage around and then plating it and then ding next. And then, you know, grabbing your next order from the expo clip. So it's like that's their day at the office. So it's so fucking weird to think about, I guess, when I'm forced to.
I wish I could have done it sometimes, man. I wish I could have done it.
Yeah, you were so close too.
I wanted to do it so bad, but I wouldn't have done it the way you've done it. I wanted to do it the way you did it. I would have never.
You never know once you're in there, man, because you just see these little job openings. You're like, oh, that looks cool. And then you go fucking do it. Yeah.
Oh, that's how it works. You'll see him opening and then you just like apply for that. You're like, oh,
yeah. I was like, oh, my detective opening. Yeah, let me go put in for the interview. Boom, boom. Oh, got that. Did that for a while. Undercover. That looks awesome. And then you just put in for that. And then same thing. Yeah.
I love that. Me and my girl and her son just watched Heat. I'm sorry, Departed the other day.
Oh, great flick. Again. I watched it not too long ago, too. I just got to watch it every now and again. I forget like how fucking awesome that movie is from every beginning to end.
Every single scene is unbelievable.
I mean, Jack Nicholson, there was nobody better than that dude. I mean, he's still alive. I shouldn't talk in past tense, but
I got a rat in my crew. You know, in past days, I just kill everybody and start over.
And he comes out from the back and he's got blood all over him like he's been cutting somebody up in pieces.
You're good. We don't need you. Go with the new guys this time.
Yeah.
I thought I was on this thing. No, you're not. And that's when Frenchie walks up. There's people who answer questions right and there's people who answer questions wrong. Whatever. Fucking citizens, bro. Citizens blew the whole case wide open.
What's another go-to movie that you just have to watch that people might not expect? Like every now and then you're like, I just have to watch that movie again.
Donnie Brasco.
Oh yeah. Great one.
It's not even close. Carlito's Way. Godfather 1 and 2. I'll watch those every single time I see him on.
You know what's a weird one that I can't watch enough times?
What?
The Informant. With it's got I just had a brain fart. From Good Will Hunting.
Matt Damon. Yeah.
So he's in it. And who's the guy from the Soup? Joel McHale. He's in it. And I forget the other guy's name. But anyway, it's a Coen Brothers movie. Ooh. And it's all about Matt Damon's character works at this, I don't know, just a dumb company that makes like vitamins or some shit, but they're illegally price gouging, and he turns informant on them, but he's also the biggest liar in the world. So he's like making a lot of it up, and oh my God, it's so fucking good.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's clear. I think maybe next to Good Will Hunting, I may even say that's his best performance, including Good Will Hunting.
Damn.
He is so good at that. Yeah, that's a great movie. I can't get enough of it.
That's a, you know,
it's a bold statement.
Of other ones I can watch. I mean, outside of gangster type shit. Yeah, I did watch this. This is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
I have to watch that again, though. I have to watch it. I just watched Safe House on Amazon. Liked it a lot.
Fuck, dude, we're in sync. I just watched it the other day.
It's nice. Listen, it's very Jason Bourne-y. But there is a different twist of the whole operation, but like the action shots and how they do it and the communications, you know, between the head office and the people on the street is also very Jason Bourne-y.
Mm-hmm.
But I like Jason Bourne, and fuck it. If you're good enough to shoot like that, then shoot like that.
Yeah.
Cause it's exciting and awesome and intense, bro. And you got me listen, I've been doing really good with my nails. I've stopped biting my girl has got me stopping biting my nails.
How? Now, what are you using to stop? Are you putting cayenne pepper or some shit on your fingernails like you do?
I did fuck up today for the first time in a month and a half with a pinky. I bit it off.
Okay. But what? How are you stopping chewing your nails?
Well, first of all, she did them like she does her nails. First, she did the cuticles and the edges, and she put mm-hmm. this clear shit on them. Which
like a manicure?
It was a little aggressive with the clearness, but I was like, fuck it for a few days. But it also didn't let me go at them because that clear shit was on there. It's kind of smelled.
Mm-hmm.
So then after that, I just made a conscious effort. So now if I want to, I just like I'll kind of go like that underneath each other, but I won't bite them off or anything.
Gotcha.
I'll still fuck with them.
See, I chew my fingernails, but I don't go like dangerously low or anything. So I'm crazy. Almost like perfect. I'm better than a fingernail clipper, to be honest. I think I chew them at the perfect length.
Yeah, you might do that. I didn't. I used to rip them shreds.
Yeah.
And I would be embarrassing chef, and I'd be like, booze, don't make sure you don't get the angle with that. I really fucked my hands up this week.
Yeah.
Like, try not to get the nails up too close.
It's just, it's one of those habits, man. It's like, you know what I'll do a lot that drives my lady crazy is I'll chew on my mustache. So I take one finger and I push my mustache down, and I'll feel with my tongue like the long pieces, and then I'll curl it down on my teeth and I'll bite those little pieces off.
That's aggressive.
And my beard is really like coarse, so you can audibly hear
you might chip
the crunching of me chewing these long pieces. You know, I'm self-grooming like a monkey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She fucking hates it. She's always elbowing me. Will you fucking stop? I'm like, yeah, what? Yeah,
stop that. Cut that with some scissors, bro.
I know. I have to take the clippers every now and then and do that little vert and go up so that it's like blended. Mm-hmm. And then I can't feel those long pieces anymore. But I hit
the scissors. I just go right real quick over the lip.
Mm-hmm.
I get those stragglers. I try to get into the mouth.
Yeah. And I get them real bad in the corners because for some reason it grows faster on the corners of my mouth. So I fill them. I just curl it in a little bit, chomp, pull it out.
You're a maniac.
Yeah.
Paintball armored cars, dude.
Paintball armored cars.
Derby paintball armored cars.
Can we do the squirrel suits armed with paintball guns as well and try to shoot each other while we're flying through the air? Or
see, I don't think you can bend your hands in order to hold the piece.
Mm.
I think you're going to hold the piece unless you're just going to hold them out to the side and just shoot, you know, east and west at the same time. I don't think we mix those together. Unless you want to have an assault rifle on your back. Well, you can't because the parachute will be back there.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, we probably could put a piece on our ankle, and then when we land, we can shoot some stuff, but.
Still, it makes no sense to me how they're able to guide their bodies. So, I mean, it's like one wrong move, you're splattered against the side of a mountain.
I think that it's not that close. I think that because of the camera angle and how we see it, that's what we think. But when you think about from the physics, well, I guess if you just like dip your arm in, you'll just fuck. If you like push your arm,
right?
It would be how hard it would be to like fight the wind at 180 miles an hour to make it to where I don't even know if you can.
I don't know. Let's just do it wide open where there's not a lot of dangerous mountains and trees. How about that?
Well, yeah, that's how you start. And then we got to get to the Alps, kid. Bobbing and weaving trees in the mountains and cliffs and valleys and peaks.
I'm going underneath bridges and shit.
Yeah, going through fucking circles like those amazing Brazilian rocks where it's like a circle.
Yeah.
Doing Red Bull shit.
Oh, shit. Here's a video.
Let's see. Here we go. Look at this. He's way up, but he's probably 20 feet at least, 30 feet.
Oh, boy. It looks like he's skimming. Like he's like 3 feet.
Oh, that's still
from death.
Look at that, bro. This guy's out skiing. Look right down the hill.
Oh, I'm about to pass out right now watching that video. I have so much anxiety right now.
I have to say that might be my biggest adventure goal of my life is this.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I would rather be in a shootout any day of the week.
Nah, dude. This look at this guy just letting it fly, bro. Just
I love how they do the perfect landing, too, where they just kind of run for a second and then just come to a stop.
Also, the dudes that do the, they run and then they get the hang gliding or whatever the fuck it is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I want a hang glide. I'm putting that in there, hang glide.
Hang glide? I would feel better about hang gliding, to be honest.
Pull that up, though. Watch this. I mean, look at this. Speed riding, bro. There's so much shit to do now. I don't know about all this, but like hang gliding, I'll do.
Just I like, can't ski goggles. For one, so.
Well, I think when you're hang gliding, I think when you're hang gliding, it don't really matter. You just when you land.
Yeah, I can't do this. This involves too much snow skiing.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck we're watching, but. No, to go to hang glide, that's just out of control. These guys are fucking parachute skiing.
They're professional skiers.
No, this is what I want to do. Because by here, freestyle hang gliding. Over my lady's family's house, a guy does that where he's in like the big propeller backpack.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a little car and he just takes off. And yeah. Just with a parachute behind him. There he goes. And he just takes off. You get a little propeller. But look at this right here. You get into the little suit. You go, bro. Peace out.
Okay. Dude. All right.
Hang gliding looks way crazier to me because what if the thing goes straight down, bro? Look at that.
Fuck me. I'm getting lightheaded.
Hang gliding, dude. That's some thug shit, man. Look at this guy.
Oh, just bail and pull your chute, bro. Bail and pull your chute. What's he doing? He's unzipping his vest.
He's probably zipping it up, dude.
Oh, come on.
This guy's doing freestyle hang gliding, though. Calm down, bro. We get it. You're fucking better than us.
So he doesn't have a backup chute. He has to land that hang glider.
I don't know. I think so. He's kind of like a moth.
Fuck that. I mean, you're talking advanced level extreme games shit.
But here. The guy that does the propeller backpack.
All right. Thanks, Jared. I'm going to throw up.
Do the propeller backpack parachute, Jared, because that's the safe one. If the engine dies, you float down.
Okay.
It's still a parachute no matter what, except it's a controlled parachute. And they're like $5,000 for dope-ass the backpacks.
Okay.
And then you put it on and you just, you know, you got to put your parachute out behind you. You have to like stretch it out. And then you turn your shit on.
Shouldn't I just jump out of an airplane first with a simple parachute? I've not even done that yet. And you're trying to take me to skimming mountaintops in a squirrel suit?
Well, I mean, again, that's later on in the process. That's going to be one of the back end.
Okay.
Jared, what'd you find about the guy with the propeller backpack shit? It's so cool, man. The backpack is like $5,000.
Maybe trying to find a good video of it. There's just a lot of the guy in first person, not like showing him.
Oh, yeah. Nah, the backpacks are so cool. Here we go.
I could save the squirrel suit to do for when they finally come collecting on my unpaid taxes.
Yeah, bro. Peace, kid. Catch me if you can down the hill. All right, here we go. Now watch this guy.
Okay.
See, he now you could see he lives out in the suburbs. Obviously, uh-huh. You could see. Oh, look, there's the backpack. Turn it on, bro. The propellers.
So that fan on his back.
Yes.
Blew the parachute up.
Gonzer later, bro.
Peace. He's sitting on a fan, a big circular fan.
Peace. That's the dream right there, bro. That's my Saturday afternoons right there.
I like that.
But I'm gonna be smoking a J up there, real easy, bro. Puffing. Puffing in the skies, dude. Look at this guy puffing in the skies. And if that propeller stops working, guess what? You float right down.
I'm going to need a J right now just from the anxiety created by watching these videos.
This is called a paramotor.
It says
power paragliding.
Hang glide propeller backpack powered paragliding. Okay. Powered paragliding so far looks like the safest of all the options.
There's a guy here by my lady's house over there. I always watch him in the summer, bro. Dude's on his shit.
Yeah.
I'm just like, yo, buddy, can we be friends? Can I try your propeller thing out, dude? Let me dig for a spin around Asbury Park.
Oh man. You could just fly around and drop little handbag treats across the neighborhood. Dude. Here's some cookies.
Suckers for the whole block, dude.
My wife made cookies. There you go.
I just wonder what the rules are. Like, can you fly in over the buildings? Like, what's the move? Can you fly? Like, what can you do? You know? Yeah.
Where can you go? Can you not go?
Yeah. Cause I'm going to send, after this podcast is done, I'm going to send you some of the sleek ass looking ones, like the more expensive paragliding paramotors or whatever.
Mm-hmm. I say we go as expensive as possible. That's not something I want to skimp on.
Does Lambo make these?
Yeah, can I get from this Porsche? Is Porsche making power gliding?
I'll take a Panamera propeller.
Yeah, yeah.
Porsche Panamera propeller. Paragliding paramotor.
Have you seen how about the airplane you can take up to a certain height and then they do the dive where it creates zero gravity? Yeah, zero gravity. You go up there and they take a dive and it fixes your teeth. No, <it's
not>. And then your teeth get fixed. That's pretty cool. I would open a dentist office.
They train the astronauts. That's their first experience in zero gravity, I think. They go up there and they film some movies inside it. Like they'll outfit it to where it looks like they're in the space shuttle or whatever, but really they're on that plane and they'll start the dive. Like Ron Howard did it for like Apollo 13 or whatever that movie was he made. And so they had like, I don't know, 40 seconds to film them like scooting across the room in the air, and then they would have to go up and then shoot another scene and start the dive.
That's pretty sweet though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, I'll tell you what though, these fucking things, they are just, these paramotors are unbelievable. They are just so clean. Are these guys are they doing this? Are they racing with each other? Are they going heads up? There's some of them have two. You could fit two people in it, dude.
Oh boy. How about that?
Oh man, bro. We're not, I mean, come on, bro. This is what we need.
I don't even like to go on a very big Ferris wheel. When I get to the top, I start shitting myself.
Here's a kid on YouTube that's doing it for 25 hundo.
Hmm. He's selling them for 25 hundo, or it costs 25 hundo to go?
He just said that it's a $2,500 paramotor. Wow. Flying on a budget part one. Not sure I want to do that. But.
Yeah, let's not paraglide on a budget.
Hey, listen, I'll cook on a budget, bro. $20 all day. Not sure I want a fucking paramotor for only the cheapest. But you know, what are you going to do? Planes, everybody crashes. At least with this, you got a parachute. You're ready to stay, bro.
Oh.
You're ready to chill out.
Why don't they give us parachutes in our seats? Like above us, if the plane starts to go down, instead of dropping oxygen masks down, why don't you drop a parachute? Let me put that bad boy on. And right before we get close to the ground, I just pop the emergency door and just fucking bail out.
You know why? Too much speed. It's going to suck you out. You're not going to be able, I think that something's going to fuck it up.
Why doesn't the plane have a giant parachute that just comes out?
Good. People have been asking these questions for years, dude.
Come on.
Why don't the plane have fucking parachutes? I mean, if the rocket's coming from back from Mars and all these SpaceX rockets can do it, why can't we do it?
Mm-hmm.
You know why? It costs too much to outfit the planes.
Yeah.
They just say that there's not enough crashes to weather the idea. if you will,
yeah,
of doing this to every plane.
It's almost, you don't, you know, probably shouldn't say this out loud because we fly too much, but planes don't go down much anymore because they're designed now, they can pretty well land on no engines. Mm-hmm. They can almost safely bring it down.
At least have a mode that can make the plane into a paper airplane and float down.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
I mean, I never see a paper airplane crash straight down.
No.
Make it when all the systems fail, the thing becomes a big paper airplane. We float right on down into Cincinnati.
I love that.
Hey, Cincinnati, how's it going?
We even do the little loop-de-loop before we land.
Yeah, we do a little loop-de-loops, and guess what we do? We go over there and eat the fucking chili spaghetti.
We hit Skyline. Give me the chili spaghetti.
Dude. Let's go eat some chili spaghetti. How'd you get here? Funny question. Funny ask. Did you ever throw a paper airplane?
I love it. All right. We should see if we can get someone to build a giant paper airplane for us and ride it off the side of a mountain and land it in the plains below.
It probably has to be able to be done if you think like it has to. The physics of a paper airplane don't depend on the fact that it's a little 8x11 piece of paper.
Agreed. Bigger the paper, the more it's going to support our weight, I figure. So
if we drop it right off Empire State Building, we should float right down to fucking Lower East Side, maybe.
I mean, the physics says yes. I don't know. Maybe we'll try it out. All right, brother.
All right, buddy.
I think we've created quite the upcoming adventures for ourselves. So let's see if Uncle Todd survives it.
I got to go. I got a big meeting with the FAA. Or is it the FFA? Whatever it is.
FAA. Or you might have one too. FFA's Future Farmers of America.
That's right.
We might be signing the deal with them soon, and we're going to be commentating some soil judging.
Hey, so everybody get geared up for the next big ACL Nationals in Wichita coming up next week.
Let's go. It's worth the car ride. Come hang that weekend, 19th to the 21st. Catch the comedy show the night before on the 18th. All right, brother. Love you.
Love you too, buddy.